In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
H's. Welcome back to the Gory Boys Podcast, live on Sounder.fm. This is August 3rd, 2022, and I've got Dylan Holloway.
What's up, guys?
And then to the right of me, I've got something that cannot be identified.
What's up, guys?
I told you, you can't identify it. It's unidentifiable.
It's Ray.
Anytime they talk about UFOs at NASA, this is what they're talking about over here.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Unidentified fallen object.
That is a reference, huh?
So, 4 months ago, something amazing happened.
What was that?
4 months ago, you got the shit slapped out of you.
By who?
Me.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I took a big old boxing glove and just smacked the crap out of you.
Oh, yeah, that was for a movie.
Yeah. What was that type? What was the skip called?
I don't know.
It was called the Will Smith.
Oh, okay, now I remember. That happened right out here.
Yeah, smack the crap out of you.
For the record, this is the only reason I knew that the Emmys are... Which was it? The Emmys or the Oscars? Okay, there you go. That's the only reason I knew that one of those damn things were going on.
So, Will Smith slapped the crap out of Chris Rock 4 months ago.
I've said my piece about it. Any normal person would have gotten arrested immediately for some reason because Will Smith's a celebrity. He did not get arrested even though I fucking think he should.
Well, I don't know if they got arrested. I mean, people slap people every day.
It's straight up assault for no reason.
It's
the other person would have to
press charges. Chris Rock decided to not press charges, and Will better be thanking the good Lord and good graces that he didn't.
Well, at least he's banned from the Emmys,
Oscars.
See, I mean...
One of those
the awards for the next decade.
The award shows are bullshit, right?
Pretty much.
They pay so much money to give themselves a pat on the back. That's it.
Back in the day, it used to be like you legitimately earned those, but apparently now you just fucking buy
them.
Yeah, you gotta buy your own.
They don't even give any credit to the up-and-coming stars either. They're just all the rich people.
Yeah, you literally buy your own, and then you put it on Montel. Like, look how much I paid for that thing. Statue of a man.
I'm old-fashioned. I would rather earn something like that. But anyway, what's going on with Will Smith now?
4 months have passed, and Will Smith has decided he's sorry. He's sorry.
He's basically
sorry.
The BP oil company from South Park.
We're sorry.
I just imagine the dude from the BP oil company in South Park laying on the bare rug, butt naked, in the fire in the background. We're sorry.
I mean, it's understandable when you have all that publicity, negative publicity. I mean, you're going to try to reclaim your status.
Let's go down the row here. Do you believe that this apology is going to be sincere or a publicity stunt to try to get his career back?
I think it's for views and to get his damn career back, because the guy basically fucked himself by being banned from the Oscars for the next decade. And if I'm not mistaken, he can't get work as an actor now.
Mm. What do you think?
If I'm not mistaken.
Real sorry, or?
Probably the main thing he's probably sorry about is the fact that he had all the negative publicity and he's trying to reclaim his status. Status quo. Hollywood, so to speak, if you can even do that.
Oh, yeah.
After I don't know if it's really sorry, though.
After four months, and he's realizing, hey, I really screwed up because my phone's not ringing off the hook like it usually is.
No, it's not.
And here's the thing. Was he really sorry? Because after the slap happened, he went to Dubai to hang out with the prince.
I mean, Dubai sounds pretty badass.
It's like, oh my god, I slapped a guy. Because he's not getting punished. Oh, he's not fully banned from the Oscars. He's not lifetime banned. He's only got 10 years.
Yes, it's for a decade.
That's a lot of years at his age, too.
He'll be, what, in his 60s when he can come back? Because he's in his 50s now.
Something like that. But it's just like, oh crap, well, I can't go to an award show that I have to pay for to go to.
Why
did
you
want to
go there anyway? What does the Oscars really do for you?
Exactly. It doesn't do anything for your career.
Nowadays.
So, like, oh, well, I can go to Dubai, hang out with the prince and his...
Who was the actor that denied even getting... Was it George Hugh Scott? One of the actors denied even getting an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, your task is to find the answer to that.
Mm. In the meantime, we shall listen to the apology.
All right, I'm just going to call bullshit right here. This already looks like something that can... is asking for attention, in my opinion, just from the opening of this video.
Yeah, we'll pause in between here, whenever I can. It says... It's been a minute. Over the last few months, I've been doing a lot of thinking and personal work. Over the last few months, you're spending in Dubai hanging out with the prince going, yeah.
Do you think No, I can't ask that.
Is it the Fresh Prince of Dubai at this point?
I mean, that's a long plane trip. He probably did have a lot of time to think about it.
I should have slapped him again. With my left hand. The 1-2. You ask a lot of fair questions that I want to take some time to answer. I thought this was an apology note. It sounds like a Q&A to me.
Well, let's hear it.
Now remember, kids.
Was that heavy breathing?
Now remember, kids, always start your apology note with a heavy sigh. Just, I don't want to do this, but my publicists are going to pay me millions of dollars to make sure everything's right.
You know, he could be paid to be doing this. You don't know.
Probably
it
is.
Probably ain't millions. It's probably just a few $1,000s.
Well, it depends on if you monetize this video or not. Since I got ads turned off, I can't tell you. About 3.4 million views. And it says thanks with an X, y'all.
Well, let's see.
There he is, out of focus. More sighing.
Why didn't you apologize to Chris in your acceptance speech?
You should have.
This is a Q&A. This is not an apology. This is a freaking Q&A.
This is a fucking interview.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
This is not an apology.
I've lost respect for Will Smith at this point. I'm sorry. I was a big fan of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and I loved
Men in Black?
Independence Day and Men in Black, and I'm sorry.
I can still like him as an actor, I think, but...
As a person, I don't think I could like him now.
I was fogged out by that point. It's...
Was he on drugs?
Maybe, who knows?
He smoked a bit of weed in the bathroom before he came back out. That's why he thought the joke was originally funny. He's like, Oh, shit, she's giving me the eyeball. Don't worry, honey, I'll take care of it.
He kind of walks up there, kind of throwing his shoulders around like a pimp. Like a and thug. Then he just slaps him.
He went up there totally a thug.
Threw his hand over his mouth, turned around, walked off.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
This is an attention grab. I'm sorry.
It's all fuzzy. I've reached out to Chris, and the message that came back is that he's not ready to talk, and when he is, he will reach out.
Do you blame him?
You basically embarrassed the man on live television, and he had to hold his composure.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't do anything.
Any normal man would have probably knocked you the fuck out. I'm sorry.
I think that's probably by far the worst thing about the whole situation is that he could not do anything. Yet.
He had to restrain himself a great deal.
We as working people in the public eye know how hard it is to restrain ourselves. I mean, Ray, even as a photographer, I'm pretty sure you've dealt with some pretty shit customers.
Yeah, I mean, not, you know, off and on. It's not, I'm pretty much behind the scenes, but I mean, sometimes you deal with it doing DoorDash, so.
Like, well, it's like if a customer comes over and says that their photos weren't taken properly or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, if I work in a store, but I don't work in a store as often anymore.
And Dylan's worked in a few places where he's in the public figure and has dealt with pissed off customers.
Fortunately, I don't have to deal with that now. I'm a switcher operator.
Fortunately, I've done with it. Out of all of us, I think I've probably done with it more than...
You know who has to deal with that most? Is people that work in fast food service. Some of the worst customers go through there.
I think when I was 16 and I went to work at the hotel, I didn't have to deal with any of that. Navy, I didn't have to deal with any of that. So when I started working for NOC and beyond, so for the past 17 years... I've had to deal with the guys' bullshit. Stop it.
I can vividly remember being in my early 20s working at Burger King, and I was working, making the burgers in the back, and we heard the drive-thru order. The lady wanted a BK double stacker with extra heavy sauce. And I was to explain that when you want extra sauce, that amount, you need it to be oozing off the sides of the burger.
That's the way I like it.
And I did that. And I didn't make it, like, as exaggerated as I'm probably making it sound. I just did, like, a little extra to where it slightly dripped off the sides. Wrapped it up, threw it down there, they bagged it up, gave it to her. She immediately comes in and throws it at the person in the fucking drive-thru window. Does this look like extra heavy sauce? This is too damn much. And I'm like, what the fuck?
It's extra heavy.
And I just hollered out, like, bitch, I made that. I made it just like you called it. I heard you over the speaker. Yeah, that was a
That was
night.
Almost a Will Smith move right there, throwing that hamburger like that.
Dude, the lady just walks in and fucking dodgeballed that shit at the drive-thru girl.
You said you were having a DoorDash thing?
Well, I mean, I haven't had too many nasty customers like that, though. It's just people can rate and stuff like that, and you don't know what the hell they're rating for.
Yeah, they don't
ever say anything to you.
No, that's not bad. I mean, getting a rating can hurt you sometimes.
So this is a 5 minute and 44 second video. We're only 53 seconds into it.
So I will say to you, Chris, I apologize to you.
No,
my behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here. Whenever you're ready to talk.
You're supposed to say, I'm sorry, not I apologize. Mm-hmm. You wanted to be more sincere, genuinely say the words, I'm sorry. That's bullshit.
I'm sorry and I apologize are the same thing.
No, they're not.
And it depends upon the tone.
And where you're raised.
Well, it really depends upon the effort that you're making, too. I mean,
yeah, it was like his was, I apologize.
That's kind of
robotic.
That looked like he was reading a fucking script.
Anybody can apologize, but the question is, how much empathy is put behind it?
Yeah, he just found Joe Biden's teleprompter, and that's what he was reading. There's those little frames in between so we can have nice pauses.
I'm sorry, there's no empathy in that.
Apologize. If you want to talk... Like, what do you want to talk to you about? You slapped him.
I mean, I think maybe he should slap the shit out of Will Smith. Back.
Yeah. That'd be perfect. Like, Will, you got to take one big slap.
Mm. And he's got to have
He probably would do it, too, for publicity. He probably would say yes, I think. I don't know.
I doubt it.
Maybe not.
Chris Rock probably wouldn't.
I want to apologize to Chris's mother. I saw an interview.
Boy, bringing a mother.
Oh.
What did she have to do with it anyway?
Thank you, Ray. I was actually about to ask that. What, with all due respect to Chris Rock's mother, what in the world does she have to do with this? This was between Will Smith and Chris Rock and whatever the fuck.
And Chris Will Smith. Want to apologize to Chris Rock's mama
Rock
for giving
adult
her?
Too? Like, is Chris Rock an adult too? Why does his mother have to be?
I mean, yeah, they're both in their 50s, right?
I want to apologize to Chris Rock's mother for giving birth to that guy.
Wow, okay. You're a dick. Damn it, man.
There were times that she swallowed. These were those. Oh, no. I'm joking. Don't slap me, Will.
He's probably sitting there thinking the best part about him ran down his mama's leg.
The best part of waking up is Chris Rock in your cup. No.
What the fuck,
man? I want to apologize to Chris's mother. I saw an interview that Chris's mother did.
Oh, that's where it's coming from.
You know, that was one of the things about that moment. I just didn't realize, you know, I wasn't thinking, but how many people got hurt in that moment. So I want to apologize to Chris's mother.
Physically, I'm sorry. The three of us didn't get hurt. Did you guys get hurt from that slap? The only person that got physically fucking hurt was Chris Rock getting slapped in the fucking face. Mm-hmm. I didn't get hurt. Matt didn't get hurt. Ray didn't get hurt.
Nobody else got hurt.
Matt's dad didn't get hurt. Matt's brother
did.
Nobody got hurt.
Most of his career did.
I mean, yeah, I don't care about that.
But I can understand maybe that Chris Rock's mother did get hurt by it because it's her son. But
yeah, if you let your son get hurt.
I mean, I'm just going to say
I think Chris Rock did get hurt kind of emotionally. Like, I bet he thought they were buddy-buddy. I'm the same, he can make jokes like that. And that just took it down a peg. That'd be like the equivalent of me making a joke with you or Ray, and one of you getting really, really offended by that joke.
And we slapping the shit out of each other, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, man, I thought we were friends. I didn't understand that we were down a peg here, you know?
See, at the same time, with our friendship between me and you,
we know what jokes to make.
Yeah, we know the jokes, but at the same time, Chris Rock and Will Smith have known each other how long?
Aside from the fact, wasn't really about friendship. It was about him going right up there to slap him after, I think, mm-hmm. he thought his wife got offended, and so he was going to go up there and turn
Well, at the same time, I'm just going to bring it up. The condition where his wife's hair fell out.
Oh, Visha.
How many people fucking knew about that?
Just last week, because she talked about it on the Red Table, where she said, and I quote, "When people make fun of me for this, I don't get offended."
Well, okay, she might not have even been offended. Chris Rock got offended at it.
Well, she did the old eye roll thing. If you know women and they give you the eye roll,
she's pissed.
They're offended. Mm. It's just the way. Well, she doesn't really get offended by anything I say.
Yeah.
I mean, she gets hurt by a couple of things that I say from time to time, but that's like me misunderstanding something, which happens in any relationship.
My wife and I misunderstand each other, but we talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
At least we try to. We're not perfect, but we try.
Chris's family, specifically Tony Rock, you know, we had a great relationship.
Who's Tony Rock? His dad?
Tony Rock.
Tony Rock is Chris Rock's brother. And he's also a stand-up comedian, but not as well-known as Chris Rock.
So that's not like being one of the Baldwins, but you're not Alec Baldwin or... You're like
Tony took it
Baldwin.
Worse. Tony said if Will would have slapped the fuck out of me, and we would have thrown fisticuffs.
See, if this happened, say, in the South, not in California, Will Smith would have got his ass whipped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say it.
Hits Big Bubba, or you going down.
Oh, God.
In both ways. Oh, no. Will, run. You're about to become a fresh prince.
That shit happens in Virginia, not North Carolina.
That boy about to become a fresh prince.
Damn it.
Was my man. This is probably irreparable.
Irreparable.
I spent the last 3 months replaying and...
Okay, this is just a personal preference, and maybe it's just me. As an apology note to somebody else, isn't it come across as a bit tacky to have the multiple camera angles, the professional setup?
See, this is why I think this is a fucking
attention
grab.
Yeah, but I don't know if that has anything to do with him either.
No.
It's probably the producer or the director.
It's the producer and publicist and stuff, the guy that's trying to make it look good. But it comes off as
people
really,
he hired, probably.
It comes across as really corny and planned and...
douchey.
Promotive. You know, it's just like, oh, well, Will Smith apologized.
Well,
check
these,
out this video.
Most of these apology videos that are coming out on YouTube every time somebody says something, most of them are planned.
It is. It's a typical YouTube
Can
apology
Can I just
video.
Ask a question? Why couldn't he just ask Chris... apologize to Chris Rock... Man to man, no bullshit, stupid cameras and publicity.
He said he tried that, but Chris
Rock
Chris
Rock refused.
Okay, well, at the same time,
but also it
he's
was
going on here just for fucking attention.
This could also be about him trying to reconcile with Chris Rock somehow, hoping that Chris Rock's going to forgive him.
Well, my main thing is the slap was public; the apology should be public. That's just me, but it shouldn't be, like, heavily edited.
That's okay. That's probably what I'm getting at. I don't understand all this bullshit camera stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look at our podcast. We're outside with a microphone and a laptop.
With three headsets hooked up to it right now.
Yep. One's Toshiba, one's Tubum, which is a cheap knockoff. And I think I have the most expensive headset.
Why did I get the cheap knockoff?
Rick, you're not even housebroken yet. All right. Somehow you're almost 50.
Let's go down the price tier, okay? $5 headset, $15 headset, $50 headset.
You get the best
headset. Well, of course I do. It's my
By the way,
$200 microphone.
Yeah, by the way, the $200 microphone has got duct tape around it. I don't know what the hell's sticking out of his laptop, but there's electrical tape on that. You want to talk about ghetto afro-engineering rigged up shit? Here it is.
We make it happen.
I just call it a MacGyverism.
Okay, so this thing was a dollar that's allowing us to hear everything. These cables I just found everywhere.
God, are we ever going to do the other topics for the fucking podcast?
Well, no, this is going to be one topic thing, I'm pretty sure. There's so much to talk about with this.
Well, there was this one we were going to do about this bear that rung somebody's doorbell in South Carolina.
Was it your doorbell?
No.
What would that be like? It'd be like you'd
It actually happened. It was on the news.
You would wake up in the morning and you look out your window and there's a bear. What do you do?
Well, if you're in a house, nothing.
I mean,
unless it tries to break in.
I live out in the woods. I've got a big ass stick. I'm gonna slap the shit out of it.
Bears are hard.
I'm gonna call Will Smith. He's gonna slap the bear.
Well, Dylan could wrestle a bear too.
He talked about your mom.
I wrestled an alligator, so I guess it's almost the same thing.
Like he talked about your wife.
Uh-oh.
Matt, just hit the play button. Don't hit there. Okay, come on.
It went full screen.
Nobody gives a fuck about full screen. Just play it. We just need to hear it.
Understanding the nuances and the complexities of what happened.
Why is he using all these big fucking words?
Why is there complexities? We all know what happened.
Nuances and complexities. It was just like, I didn't know there was like more to it, like layers of cognition.
Chris Rock made a G.I. Jane joke about his bald wife. She got mad. She looked at him. He goes up, slaps the shit out of him, says some controversial stuff on live TV.
How much
more fucking complex is this?
Ray, don't you understand? This man is...
He's trying to make it out that people that watch it are going to see... trying to make it out to be complex, more complex than it really is, because he's trying to blow it out of proportion a little bit. Make people feel sorry for him is my guess.
You need to understand
that people are confused about it all.
Will Smith is an onion. And onions have layers, okay?
We don't need the Shrek joke here.
I didn't even get that, but then again, I don't watch
Shrek. It's the movie from the movie Shrek, right? Don't worry
that
about
green,
it.
That
don't
green thing in the movie?
Yeah, the green thing.
Don't think too much into it. It's not as complicated.
You know what else has layers?
Cake.
Some cakes do.
Ice cream?
Only some ice creams have layers.
Lasagna. Lasagna has layers, damn it.
That's why.
It's a very under-talked about layered fucking food. Okay, fucking delicious.
What about a five-bean chili?
I don't think that's...
Depends upon how you put it in.
That's technically like a
I know there's an alcoholic drink that has layers. It's called Between the Sheets.
That's actually good.
You don't drink. How do you know?
Oh, you had it?
That's all I'm saying. It's good as fuck.
And
all I heard was
I'm not going to try to unpack all of that right now, but I can say to all of you, there is no part of me that thinks that was the right way.
Then why'd you fucking do it?
Behave.
It's called impulse control.
Now. He should say now. I like how the lightning is reflecting off of his face to kind of make him look like he's crying and stuff like that.
It looks like he's got makeup on.
One spy on. He probably does.
Do you know AJ Styles wears makeup before he goes to the ring and wrestles? Yeah. Anyway.
It's like, I didn't believe it was right then. I don't believe it was right. No, you believe it was right then because he wouldn't have done it otherwise.
I can understand being a husband. Matt can probably vouch for this. Somebody disrespect your wife. You're going to want to be the man that's supposed to be the shield for your wife to protect and defend her. I can understand that.
Take him out back.
Go privately talk about it.
Mm-hmm. There's no reason for him to go up right then and there and talk about it, you know?
I mean, he just slapped the shit out of him.
Accomplished nothing except for screwing up his own career.
Dumbass.
Which, if that was the goal, congratulations.
You have to realize this is already done, so what does he do then?
Exactly.
I mean,
so we got Jada Pinkett Smith, who's an actress that's kind of crappy. You've got Willow, who's...
The only famous thing about her is at one time in life, she was with Tupac.
I mean, you've got Willow, who's been dressing like a slut as of recently, who thinks she's famous because of her whipping her hair back and forth. By the way, she's bald now, too, so how's that song going to work?
Who's Willow?
My daughter. Willow Smith. And then you got your son,
Isn't his son basically Jayden? A junkie now?
No, no. Jayden's enlightened.
By what?
How can we see if we don't have eyes? The mirror is a reflection into our soul.
Sounds like religious mumbo-jumbo.
Sounds like he's part of a cult.
And it sounds like he's been brainwashed by fucking something. God didn't do that to him.
And this is why Will Smith is angry. He's got a wife who's cheating on him like a maniac in public.
Who still wants to fuck Tupac, by the way.
In public is cheating on him. And
I thought you were going to say wants to fuck Tupac in public.
Is Tupac's dead?
I mean, there's still people out there that are convinced he's alive.
But yeah, like Elvis.
Not only publicly...
Elvis is probably dead by now.
No, I don't think so.
He's being his fucking 80s, Ray.
But here we go. Not only does she publicly announce that she's doing it, but says it's okay for her to do it and not for Will to do it, that's got to mess you up.
That's fucked up. If... I don't know where the fuck I was going, but that's not right.
Will is in a stressful situation, and he just so happened to unload it all on Chris Rock.
Well, what he should have done was unloaded it on his wife in the bedroom. Maybe he'd feel fucking better.
He did twice.
How do you know?
At least twice.
You dare?
So you're saying he's only fucked at least twice with this woman?
That's the best guess.
I'm sorry, I'll just be blunt and say he needs a bust nut.
Maybe that'll help. I don't know.
Might make things worse for all we know.
In that moment, there's no part of me that thinks that's the optimal way to handle a feeling of disrespect or insult. After Jada rolled her eyes, did she tell you to do something? No.
Anybody that's married knows
that. All you have to do is ask a parent, you know, and some parents anyway, not all parents, that Will Smith did. All the, as soon as a parent believes in smacking their kids, I mean, that's a Will Smith moment.
Yeah. It depends upon the situation at hand. Sometimes it's the only way to get the message across.
Yeah, that's possible, but not usually.
I mean, that's how you were raised, right?
No.
No, you never got smacked as a
kid? I got smacked.
All right.
I'm thinking of this thing, right?
It wasn't like a commonplace.
You were a part of the Gen X era.
You did get smacked as a kid.
But do you feel like you need to run around smacking people?
No, but some parents do.
Would it make you feel better if you
got
around
smacked as a kid?
I got my ass whipped as a kid.
Do you feel like you need to run around and go smacking people?
No.
Do you know what class of people, I would say, not all, but many of them, actually believe more in corporal punishment than others? Catholics.
I'll say it this way with my upbringing. I spent a lot of time around my 6'3" grandmother, and I didn't stutter. Matt, you met both my grandmothers. Mm-hmm. My grandma Mary was 6'3" in her prime.
Mm-hmm. You know,
the woman, months before she passed away, Grandma, I love you and I miss you. She can still bust fucking firewood by her damn self like some Viking savage Amazon woman. I learned real quick as a kid to do shit to not piss that woman off.
The whole thing about smacking is it's designed to instill fear, to make you not question authority, which is completely...
There was also several times I got my ass whipped by my dad as a kid.
So. I don't think it's so much to not question authority, but to understand who's in charge.
Being doing stupid shit.
Well, that means not question authority. You're teaching a kid not to
question. I question authority all the time. So obviously the lesson doesn't work. You do, too. I know you do.
It doesn't work. That's why, in the end, it doesn't really make any difference.
Is it lesson being learned, or is it just established dominance?
Established dominance.
It's kind of a hybrid of both, I think.
But dominance means...
Me being a father, I'm trying to teach my 2-year-old that it's not okay to pop mommy on the mouth. And with my son being special needs, he's still trying to learn how to talk. And he cannot... He gets frustrated and flails his hands. And one time he just full-on smacked mama right on the mouth.
Like Will Smith to Chris Rock.
Full on. You know how quickly I snatched my boy up and I popped him in the butt?
Your kid did it on purpose.
No, he was mad. He popped mama right in the mouth. I saw it. I just come in the room. All I saw was him slapping my wife right in the face.
Before we continue, I want to explain something. There's a difference between a quick smack on the rump to damage or going to town with a freaking belt chasing a kid around the house. Bop, 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 bop.
There's parents that used to do that in the 30s and 40s. A common place.
I don't condone.
I got my ass whipped with a belt.
I don't condone that action.
Now, I didn't do that with my son. I snatched him up. I said, you're not going to pop your mama. And I popped him on the butt one good time, and of course, with me having these really big hands, it probably stung pretty bad. And honestly, I do feel bad for popping him because my son is special needs, and I don't want to be like that. But I can't have him slapping mommy. Mommy brought him into this world. He needs to respect mommy, and that's my law.
We're saying just don't go around beating your child.
Oh, I agree with that completely.
There's a whole difference.
There's a difference between child abuse.
There's a difference between
him.
Abuse and discipline. If the kid's acting like a little shit, discipline them. Don't beat the hell out of them. Just discipline them.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion.
It's like...
Oh, now he's laughing.
Know, I made a choice on my own.
He's trying not to fucking laugh.
From my own
right
experiences.
Yeah, I can
from
hear
my history with Chris, Jada had nothing to do with it. I'm sorry, babe.
But like I was trying to say earlier, I forgot about it until I just heard that. So, if you're married... The wife doesn't need to say anything.
No.
She gave the eye roll. He knew.
There's a term in wrestling called the art of silence. Matt, you're a married man just like I am. Mm-hmm. You know that term.
Oh, yeah.
There's kind of this little unspoken thing that happens. If a woman's discouraged, my wife, if she gets discouraged, she gives me that look.
Mm-hmm.
It's not comfortable.
It's just the way it works sometimes. It's like, that's all she didn't need to say anything. That's the whole point.
Most of the time when I do something stupid, my wife just rolls her eyes at me and shakes her head.
As soon as she rolls her eyes,
to my kids and my family for the heat that I brought on all of us.
Yeah.
To all my fellow nominees. You know, this is a community. It's like I won because you voted for me. And it really breaks my heart to have stolen and tarnished your moment.
Tarnished?
He almost said TARDIS. I thought we were watching Doctor Strange.
I can still see Quest Love's
that one.
Eyes. You know, it happened on Quest
favorite.
Love's award. And, you know...
See, one minute he goes from trying not to laugh, and you just heard that. Now he's like, he looks like somebody just slapped his puppy right in front of him.
Now he's back to emotional standing. I want to point out a few things that I've just noticed on here. First things first, he's got the hat on, which is fine. You can wear a hat.
You're wearing a toboggan with cat ears.
That's a Will Smith hat. That is something that he sells on his site.
So basically he's advertising his own shit.
There's a bottle of water sitting on the table. That his son sells that kind of water. So that's his son's water. This is all marketing. There's subtle things hidden throughout.
You know, what about those books on the shelf behind his head?
Maybe it's one of those books up there is one that he wrote.
Maybe he should take a lesson. Not
like
I'm
sorry really isn't sufficient.
If you're humble and you...
That water right there on the desk.
If you're humble, I'm sorry is very efficient. Dipshit.
That water on the desk that he has there is Jaden water. And you notice, it did not need to be placed there. He never once touches that water.
Then what the fuck's it there for?
For marketing.
What's this poster say on the background? Something
the
about
the world
love
is sick. Yeah, that's another marketing thing. The world is sick. Love is the cure. This is all staged.
I'm sorry. I'm calling bullshit. This is just attention grabbing.
This is all staged.
This guy is upset because he lost his job, in a sense, because if you think about it, the guy got fired from his job, and now he can't get another job.
Mm-hmm. He can work in the porn industries.
Yeah, I don't know if he's old enough for that.
Will Smith?
What do you mean old enough?
Isn't he like 50?
To work in the porn industry?
They don't hire people that are old. Industry, they usually
oh, okay. You mean, is he too old for that? Okay, I understand now what you're saying. There's like the barely legal videos that exist, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah, like the girls that literally just turned 18 hours ago. I mean, I
there is porn with old people, but I mean, who watches that?
Why do you... Why?
Elderly
why? Why, Ray? Why do you know that?
I just do.
You're just concerned that he can't get it up anymore. That's why they make
it. Just ask it, Ray.
So Viagra was created as a blood thinner, is that right?
I don't know.
Originally?
Look it up, research it.
And it actually, they found out that there was a interesting side effect.
If you get a stiff lung for 4 hours, please go to the ER.
What would you say to the people who looked up to you before the slap, or people who expressed that you let them down?
I fucked up.
So there's two things. One, disappointing people is my central trauma. I hate.
I'm not. Everybody exactly heard that word, right?
Disappointing trauma. People is my central trauma.
Sensual.
Sensual is like a 50 Shades of Grey thing.
Sensual means that it's the that it's his major trauma. It's like at the center of his...
But sensual, to me,
I don't know if he said... Did he say sensual or sensual?
He said sensual.
You sure sensual and intimate is kind of the same thing.
I'm pretty sure he said sensual. He may have misspoke.
For the slap or people who expressed that you let them down. So there's two things. One, disappointing people is my central trauma.
Central.
Central.
Okay, central. Okay. It sounds like he's saying sensual.
I mean, if you say... if
meaning
hear,
that's the most major
yeah,
trauma
central.
He's done.
Okay, that makes more sense. First time I heard this, I was like, he said sensual, but yeah, central. Central. C-E-N-T-R-A-L.
C-E-N-T-R-A-L. But that makes it sound like he disappoints people a lot. If it's his central trauma, that's what it sounds like to me. I don't know why he would say that.
Well, it's more that he... worries about disappointing people a lot. You can get that kind
yeah,
of thing
true.
From anything, you know.
But it didn't actually come off like that with the way he said it.
Look at that face.
That looks like somebody's about to bust a nut on his face.
I was going
to
say he was going to sneeze, but okay. I mean, there's that video with Deuce Bigelow and the girl with the front of the nose.
Yeah.
When she sneezed.
Yeah. That's terrible.
I hate when I let people down. So it hurts.
Your whole life. No, I'm kidding.
It hurts me psychologically and emotionally to know I didn't live up to people's image and impression of me. And the work I'm trying to do is I am
why is his eyes closed?
Deeply remorseful. And I'm
he's
trying to be
remorseful
without being ashamed of
thing.
Myself.
If nobody ever called him out on it, if this wasn't big publicity, I don't think this apology video would even be being made.
Probably not. I feel it in my gut, and I need to apologize. Zet and Jada won't sleep with me anymore. It's kind of a big deal. Like, I barely get any. She won't let me cheat on her. But she's it's August, so she's probably banging August right now, so.
Who's August?
It's Jaden's. Or it's Will Smith's son's best friend that Jada was banging.
Oh, so the whole world knows about her fucking a young adult.
Basically a toddler at this point.
Yeah, cause she's what, in her 50s?
Something like that.
She's probably got orangutan titties at this point.
Right? I'm human.
And didn't care.
I made a mistake and... I'm trying not to think of myself as a piece of shit. So I would say to those people, I know it was confusing. I know it was shocking.
It was a little shocking,
but
just slightly.
There was nothing really confusing about it. We all understood what happened.
I mean, you explained to me that Chris Rock was a roast comedian, where he's an insult comedian, where his comedy comes from roasting or insulting people.
And Will knows this.
And yeah, Will knows this because these two apparently have a documented past together. See, I can use big words too, Will Smith.
And it also often sounds like he's trying to tag this onto the audience, like he's trying to blame the audience for...
You guys made this a bigger thing than what it really was.
Well, so you shouldn't fucking slap him on live TV. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think about that?
It wasn't even so much the slap. The slap happened, and everybody kind of brushed it off and thinking it was a publicity stunt. It's when he followed it up with, "Keep my wife's name," you know, and busting out the loud noise. And that's what caused most of this.
Confusing. I know it was shocking. But I promise you, I am deeply devoted and committed to putting light and love and joy into the world. And, you know, if you hang on, I promise we'll be able to be friends again.
Okay.
Now hang on, people. We can be friends again. Potentially.
I mean, maybe, if he never does it again.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's got to keep his temper in check, which Will Smith's parents have always said that he actually does have a pretty bad temper.
Well, you got to bring up if we're just going to go there, we might as well just, like, shoot the cat in the knee. His dad walked out on him when he was really young.
I actually heard that is not true.
Oh, it didn't?
No, that was based on a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air episode, which everybody was, like, kind of spitballing, and...
Oh, I wasn't thinking of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I actually thought his dad legit walked out on him.
As far as I understand, that was proved... Yeah, Lou showed up in his final episode of Season 1, and it is real that he didn't actually abandon his family. He was serving time in prison, and didn't want Will to see him behind bars, so that was the final...
But he still didn't have a father.
That was video.
Okay, well, there you go. There's the thing. Will Smith did not have a father figure.
But no. That was the episode of Fresh Prince.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Smith's parents separated when he was a teen and divorced in 2000, but despite maintaining a close relationship with his father. So they separated, but Will Smith still had a close relationship with his dad.
So where did this unhidden anger come from him?
So, I mean, it could be just impulse control or...
It could have been the way he was raised and stuff like that. Because part of that truth is that he was raised in Philly and stuff like that, growing up on the streets in Philly.
And stuff like that's apparently normal up North, Ray?
It is in cities. Like certain cities, like Philadelphia, you got to be careful there. Mm. People have bars in their windows.
And you got to think, not just the way he was growing up, but also the fact that you got Jada Pinkett Smith, who's literally sleeping around on him.
Yeah.
You got Willow Smith, who's literally acting out. You got Jaden Smith, who thinks he's some kind of weird deity of some kind.
It sounds like Will Smith just needs to take his belt off, whoop all their asses. I'm just going to say it.
And just, like, taking care of business. He just needs... That's why he went to Dubai. It wasn't because of the slap or anything, but listen, he had to get away from all of them.
I mean, he raised them. They should, and they shouldn't be acting like that if he was to have raised them right.
Yeah, but they're celebrities, so it's just like...
It's also the limelight and the spotlight. They think they're special. They think they can get away with everything.
Willow Smith is now 21 years of age.
Willow Smith.
She looks like a spoiled brat. I'm just going to say it.
I'll show you one of the recent pictures that had popped up on her.
Oh, she's a singer. I never...
Yeah, she's a singer.
And apparently her hair's falling out, too, just like mom, huh?
No, I think she just shaved it to be like her mom, but that outfit, though...
That's quite revealing for a barely 21-year-old adult.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. My daughter, if I had a daughter and she was to go out like that, uh-uh. Nope, that ain't happening. I don't want to see cleavage on my daughter.
The cleavage, the belly, everything showing. And we can see where she's
standing. And dad's apparently okay with that.
And we can see where she's standing out, you know, next to the wife. And then let's check this picture where she's not really... She's smiling, but not really.
She just looks like she's constipated. Like one good bowel movement, she'll feel better. Right there. She looks constipated again. She looks like she needs to take one good juice.
She just looks really hateful. Like every picture I see of her...
Have you been constipated? It makes you grouchy.
Every picture I see of her, she just looks really, really hateful.
You know, in Europe, parents wouldn't even care if they had cleavage.
Well, I mean, this is America.
And Jaden Smith looks like Dennis Rodman could potentially be the dad. That outfit is way too much.
I'm sorry, she looks like a hoe.
She a hoe.
I'm just saying, some countries in Europe...
The sad part is that's the daughter.
Mm-hmm. Like I said,
You do realize, though, if you tell your girl not to do it, she's going to do it anyway.
Oh, I know.
All right, so let's read, while we close it up, let's read Jaden Smith's
She just won't tell you about it.
Tweets. And we'll read a few of his great tweets.
Okay.
Who is this, Will Smith or?
Jaden Smith.
140 characters can't contain me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Facebook, you can say more at one time.
Just stare in the mirror and cry, and you'll be good.
This boy sounds like he's, like, what, emo?
If a cupcake falls from a tree, how far away will it be down?
From down.
From down. Hashtag Jupiter. What? What does that even mean?
Well, how much pot is this
how far
smoking?
Away it will be from hitting the ground.
So if a cupcake falls from a tree, how far away will it be from down?
If you think about it, how far away will it be from down is really strange because if you actually
this is
drop
what kids
it,
are thinking
every inch is down.
Every
so
inch is down.
Every inch is down. So it's actually quite a logical
so
question.
Ray, what you are saying is that this man gets his quotes from fortune cookies.
No, because
I mean,
not a
yeah,
fortune.
I'm thinking that myself now that you brought.
Well,
it
really
cookies.
States is if a cupcake falls from the tree, how far away will it be from down? Meaning, it's a joke. I thought you were a comedian.
But he's not.
This boy's trying to be serious, Ray. He's trying to be one of them enlightened individuals.
Real talk. Sometimes I am scared by all my wisdom.
Okay.
How old is this punk?
He's not old.
That's is he older or younger than the daughter?
I walked into an Adidas store and asked for some Yeezy Boosts, and they said I was 10 months late. I don't believe they said that.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what a Yeezy Boost is.
That's the type of shoe, I guess. I don't know.
Man, I don't shop in Adidas because I don't spend that much money for shoes.
Yeah, this is that one I was telling you about earlier. How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
That just sounds way too philosophical.
This just sounds like he's just spouting off crap when he hits the bong too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I've got some stoner friends I work with, and this just sounds like some of the crap they come in to work spouting.
So you're saying he found Will Smith's secret stash and got into it?
Probably. Will Smith was a wild boy back in the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He bellowed out just a little
bit. I can see some quasi-religious people trying to say stuff like that.
You do not know who you are or why you're here. This guy is super intelligent, and he spelled it wrong. You're.
Yeah, he didn't put the apostrophe with R-E.
Mm-hmm.
At least he didn't do U and R.
It just kind of reminds me.
So when you see someone who dosed the society?
Come together as a whole and destroys them. What does that even mean?
I don't
we can
mean,
do a
I
whole podcast
know.
On just Jaden.
That's a little
tweets.
Too complicated because there's too many words thrown in. But,
why is every word like in that sentence capitalized at the beginning of the word?
To make it more eye-popping. I used to do that all the time.
So, first of all, the first part's a statement. Mm-hmm. So then he asks a question, which is kind of weird.
But he forgets the apostrophe.
Of course, he has a period, too.
You're saying he's got a superiority complex.
Maybe.
I believe
it's possible.
I think the boy needs his ass whipped.
You can't whip somebody out of being a superiority complex. It won't work.
You know from personal experience.
Maybe.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly. But if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.